The Question, a GodsPod production.
Come on, you lot, settle down now. That's better. Now I can hear myself think. Okay, right. Today... Shh! Today we're looking at Adam and Eve, the first man and woman. Let's get things started with a question. Why the raised hand, Nigel? I'm the one asking the question. Okay, a question. Shh! Sarah! No! A question. Where did Adam and Eve live? Brian?
Eden!
That's right. The Garden of Eden. Well done, Brian. Now, who also lived there? No, Brian, not you again. Nigel?
Goodness!
Well, yes, in a way, but that's not the answer I'm looking for. Ruth?
Is it Jesus?
No, Ruth. Good try, though. Brian.
The devil.
Yes, the devil. Or the serpent, the snake. All the same, really. The devil was in the garden, slinking around, waiting to cause trouble.
Miss!
Johnny, don't interrupt.
Miss! When did...
Johnny, oh, go on. What's on your mind, then?
When did Adam and Eve live? How long ago was it? Was it before the dinosaurs?
Johnny, does it matter?
I saw a film about dinosaurs once.
Me too. There was a lady in it. Was it Eve, miss? She didn't have many clothes on.
Shh! Let's have some quiet. We can't all talk at once, can we? Okay, Johnny. We are talking about the devil. Now please let me continue.
But miss... My other teacher tells us that the dinosaurs were millions of years ago. So were Adam and Eve millions of years ago too?
Well, Johnny, that's for another lesson. Back to our story. Now, the Bible tells us that the serpent was a cunning creature.
Come in. Oh, Janet, how good to see you. Take a seat. Just finishing off some paperwork. That's it now. So, Janet, business or social?
Well, business, I suppose, if that's what Sunday school is.
It's certainly not social, unless your idea of a social life is a room full of... No, I jest. I can see you get a lot out of it, out of teaching the children. You certainly have done a good job without Johnny.
Actually, Minister, it's your son I'm seeing you about.
What? Johnny? He's not been a problem.
No. Well, not intentionally.
I see.
So what do I tell him? What do you tell him?
We just don't talk about such things. It's hardly central to our Christian walk, is it, Janet? It's not relevant to our personal salvation or evangelism. It's just a side issue.
But is it, Minister? I don't see it that way.
Oh, I see. Do you want me to speak to him, to put it right?
No, I want you to speak to me, put me right. Give me some answers now, because I really need them.
Oh.
To those kids, I'm the source of all knowledge, so when I teach them about Adam and Eve, my every word is taken in and believed. Yet, when push comes to shove, and I'm asked what ought to be a pretty simple question, I'm stuck. I can't answer them with certainty. What does that say about my faith?
Janet, we are all learning. We're all continually developing. Me too. Believe it or not, I don't know everything myself.
My point is this. We teach the kids a real flesh and blood Adam and Eve who sinned and brought death into the world. We teach from our own understanding that Adam's sin brought death.
Romans 5:12. As by one man, sin entered the world and death by sin.
Right. But do we really believe it?
Pardon?
Well, as your son pointed out, science tells us that the world's been around for millions of years, and everything has evolved from chemicals. But the Bible tells us that everything appeared in just 6 days. That's what I teach the kids, so...
Yes?
They can't both be true. If death came as a result of Adam's sin, then there was no death before Adam.
Go on.
What about the dinosaurs? They were around before Adam and Eve. How did they die off if death only came after Adam and Eve?
Oh, I see your problem.
So?
Yes?
How do I answer your boy? When did Adam and Eve live? If they appeared on the sixth day of creation, when did the dinosaurs fit in? And what about Romans 8:22?
Romans 8:22, God works for the good of those who...
No, the whole creation has been groaning as in the pains of childbirth. I was taught that it all started with the fall. Adam's sin affecting the whole of creation, not just mankind.
Yes?
What about all the groaning we're told about before the fall? The ice age, the earthquakes, the upheavals, movements of the crusts. What is that all about, Minister?
Perhaps the lady groans a little too much. Pass the salt, Johnny. And some water. Johnny, you've been upsetting your teacher.
I didn't write that note. It was just on my desk when Miss spotted it.
What?
The note. The poem about Miss and the...
Not your school teacher. Your Sunday school teacher, Miss Jackson.
Sunday school. Hey, I'm one of the good kids. I'm the only one that asks questions, Dad.
Quite.
What's wrong with that, then?
No, nothing. Questions are good. It was just... one question that upset her.
You want me to stop asking questions?
No, of course not. Just don't ask questions that she can't answer.
Bloody hell.
Language, Johnny.
Not my fault she couldn't tell me when Adam and Eve lived.
Quite. This steak's a bit undercooked. I think I'll go and get Mother to reheat it.
Dad?
I've just got to...
Dad?
Yes?
When did Adam and Eve live?
Oh, bother.
What was that?
It's not a question one can easily answer, son.
So you don't know the answer either? Cool.
No, I didn't say that. There are just some questions that can only be understood by holding twin truths in tension. The symbolism of the creation account alongside scientific discoveries.
What?
You're too young to understand. Wait till you're a little older.
But, Dad, what's the problem? If the Bible tells us what God thinks, just go with it.
No, there's far more to it than that, Johnny. Just like I said, wait till you're a little older.
All I want is for you to tell me what the Bible says, Dad.
Perhaps you should read the Bible for yourself, then.
I have. Adam and Eve lived on the sixth day. I've got that. I just need help figuring out how long ago it was. That's all. Anyway, I figure the dinosaurs out.
Oh, yes. Pray tell.
Noah just picked baby dinosaurs when he filled up the ark.
Oh, to have the faith of a child.
Where are you going, Dad?
I'll be in my study. Got one of my headaches. Dear Father in Heaven, I come to you with a heavy heart and a troubled mind. I've always done my best for you, Lord, seeking to understand you, trying to share your truths with my flock. I thought I'd done well, until now. But you have chosen to show me through my own son just how much I still lack. How little I do know, Lord. You provide us with your words sharper than a double-edged sword, penetrating our soul, judging the attitudes of our heart. If I've strayed away from your word, Father, then steer me back, I implore you. Bring me back to a true understanding of you and your creation. Give me the faith of a child.
Dad! Dad! Come look at this! Look! Look out the window! Look at the moon! It's so big! So orange!
It's a harvest moon, son.
Oh, it's so wicked!
Yes, so wicked.
O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. From the lips of children and infants you have ordained praise because of your enemies, to silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him, the son of man that you care for him? You made him a little lower than the heavenly beings and crowned him with glory and honor. You made him ruler over the works of your hands. You put everything under his feet, all flocks and herds and the beasts of the field, the birds of the air and the fish of the sea, all that swim in the paths of the sea, O Lord, our Lord. How majestic is your name in all the earth.
You have been listening to The Question, a God's Pod production written by Steve Maltz. Music by Howard Worth.